Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Will Selva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. History will be made Sunday when the NFL's top two career passers face off in New Orleans when the Saints play host to the Buccaneers Sunday night. Drew Brees says he knew this playoff magic would happen the second Tom Brady signed with Tampa Bay.
I envisioned this game happening because I knew our aspirations as a team to be in the playoffs and beyond, and I certainly knew what he was bringing to the Bucs and that talented roster. We were texting back and forth on Monday, just kind of chuckling at this, you know, this whole scenario, right? Listen, he's 43, I turned 42 on Friday, so that's 85 years and a lot of football experience that's going to be on the field on Sunday.
After leaving the Rams playoff win over the Seahawks early last week due to a rib injury, All-Pro Aaron Donald saying he's now pain-free and good to go for Saturday's divisional showdown in Green Bay. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur knowing his crew is going to have their hands full dealing with the L.A. defense.
And anytime you're in a game with a team as talented and well-coached as we're going against, I think it always comes back to you. So our guys are going to have to do a great job of taking care of the football. I know the Rams have done a hell of a job of creating turnovers. And, you know, they know how to get pressure on the quarterback, and they do a great job in the red zones. Matter of fact, teams as of late have had a hard time getting to the red zone. So, you know, I just think that, you know, we're going to have to execute one play at a time.
Jared Veldheer won't be the first to play for two different teams in the same postseason. The new Packer was placed on the reserve COVID-19 list. As for the Rams, leading receiver Cooper Kupp did not practice yesterday, and head coach Sean McVay saying Kupp may not practice all week due to a knee injury. However, McVay saying Kupp could still potentially play even if he doesn't practice. Taking a look at one of the AFC divisional games, Bills quarterback Josh Allen has excelled against the blitz this season with 15 touchdowns and just two interceptions when teams bring pressure. But that doesn't mean the Ravens won't be blitzing Saturday. Ravens defensive coordinator Wink Martindale saying Allen, quote, knows that there is going to be pressure. That's who we are. That's what we've done. The Chiefs, meanwhile, taking their first steps to get back to the Super Bowl when they face off against the Browns Sunday afternoon. Patrick Mahomes and company are 23-1 and scoring over 30 points per game over the last 24 contests. Even with all the accolades, Mahomes knows better than to underestimate an opponent, especially the guy getting after him this week.
Yeah, I've known Miles for a long time, being in high school, and trust me, he was the exact same size in high school as he is now, so I'm glad I didn't play him then. He's a tremendous player, plays extremely hard, has a ton of talent, and that they have talent across that whole entire defense. And so for us, it's about executing at a high level, getting the ball out of my hands, kind of like I said, letting guys make plays, and we're going to have to play our best football if we want to win a football game at the end of the day.
As far as notable injuries for this game, Browns offensive lineman Jack Conklin and Chiefs wideout Sammy Watkins did not practice yesterday. Elsewhere, Titans offensive coordinator Arthur Smith interviewed for the Falcons and Jets head coaching jobs. The Broncos hiring Vikings exec George Payton as their new general manager, agreeing to a six-year deal. The Steelers undefeated 11-game start to the 2020 season ended with Ben Roethlisberger in tears after losing to the Browns during Super Wild Card weekend. Well, Wednesday, head coach Mike Tomlin gave us his report card on Big Ben's 2020 campaign.
Man, I was more than pleased with the performance of his health and his ability to stay up. In terms of the quality of his play and our play, we'll begin to assess that in the upcoming days, but in terms of him responding to the challenges that he specifically came into the season ready to face, spectacular.
For further analysis on both the NFL and college game, make sure to download the Move the Sticks podcast with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks. No one breaks down the X's and O's of the game quite like DJ and Bucky. Well, that's it for me. I'm Will Selva. Those your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.